them forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth generation full service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Jesus did it all already. And what has to happen is your faith has to become that avenue whereby he can throw this truth into your heart and root it in your heart so that it become a reality. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, you can't even approach God. And it's not that God is angry. No, this is, see, God, that's who God is. And that's how he's structured this. Tell somebody, you got to believe. In Colossians 2, verse 11, it says here, in whom also ye are circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Interesting. God talks about circumcision. Circumcision is the most graphic and accurate concept of what needs to happen in your heart. I want to give you some examples. Now, I won't put, just write these down if you're writing notes. Write Genesis 34, verse 13 through 29. Circumcision is what has to happen in your heart. Now, we understand, you know, in the Jewish tradition, on the eighth day was when a male child was to be circumcised. And there were a number of reasons. It had to do with covenant, but it also had to do with medicinal reasons, number of reasons, but that was what God established the covenant with Abraham through, was circumcision. Now, let's take a little closer look at circumcision. In Genesis 34, just write it down because I don't want to go through all the verses there. One of the children of Israel, Jacob's sons, one of his daughters was raped in this city. And so two of his sons devised a plan to go into the city and destroy the city. So what they did, they went into the city, and the men of the city wanted to, out of greed, they wanted to join themselves in covenant with the children of Israel. It was out of greed. They wanted to get the possession that they had. And so these two, they said, the only way they will do this is if you'll agree to circumcision. So in their greed, they agreed to that. So all the men of the city were circumcised. And, you know, in the scripture we read where when that happened, it was they were going to be immobile for at least 3 days. And so when two men went in and they were able to kill, read the story yourself, they killed all the men of that city, just two of them, because of circumcision and how immobile it made the men. These were mighty men, but two men were able to go in and slay all the men of that city. And it wasn't a small city. Just two went in. Now, the reason two men could kill an entire city is because of, and I want you to catch this, the sensitivity of circumcision reduced them to being helpless to rely upon their own strength. See that act of circumcision with the male organ at the time rendered them helpless as far as their own strength. They had no strength. They were not mobile. They couldn't move. They had no way of defending themselves because of that circumcision. Now, the word tells us that we are his circumcision, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Now, if that whole city was rendered helpless as it pertained to their own strength, then the parallel in the New Testament is when circumcision of the heart takes place, it renders us completely incapable of trusting in our own strength. See, here's where the philosophies of men, the traditions of men, the concepts of the world, and, you know, only the strong survive and all of that stuff. See, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. That'll mess up your thinking. And you won't enter into that limitless life. You'll have a little taste. But see, tell somebody, I'm complete in him. And in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So I'm complete in him, so I have everything I need. Right now, no matter what I might seemingly lack in my environment, I declare and decree, amen, I have everything that I need right now. And not only what I need, what I desire. Because I delight myself in him. And he gives me the desires of my heart. So that's a reality. Now I want to challenge you here, because see, that, as you hear it, is thrown into your heart by faith. You can't wait till your battle is over, till you get some breathing room, till you gather yourself, till you step back and think about this thing and get another. You got in the middle of your battle, you got to believe this thing. When it looks like things are growing worse, you got to believe this thing. When it looks like time is getting shorter and shorter and things are getting less and less, Abraham and Sarah were given that problem as they got older and their bodies got more feeble. When your heart is truly circumcised, like these men of that city, you are hypersensitive to the Holy Ghost. You know, they couldn't move. They were hypersensitive to having been circumcised. They couldn't even draw their swords for two men to kill all the men. I mean, they couldn't even fight. They couldn't run after nobody, get up and defend themselves. They couldn't even do it for two men to come in and kill all of them. Circumcision makes you hypersensitive to the Spirit of God. Now, here's the catch, the key. This completeness, even though it's in you, you only partake of that. You can only truly, fully partake of that when your heart is circumcised. When you allow your heart to be circumcised. In other words, your dependence is upon God. I'm going to go back to this again. Too many times people think or think too much about what people will think or what people will say or how it's going to make you look. And we do. We have concerns with that. Many times, how it's going to make you look if it don't work, if it doesn't come through, if you don't, you know what I mean? What are people going to think? But you can't let that be the overriding factor by decisions that you make or whether you trust God or not. Abraham, God gave us a promise, and I've not had a child. We're not getting any younger. Go in under Hagar. It affected their decision, even though they were complete in him. They were complete. God said, what I'm going to do is not coming through somebody else. It's going to come through you. To tell somebody right now, your blessing is inside of you. Come on, all that you need, all that God has done, everything he provides is inside of you right now. It's not contingent upon other people. God will involve other people, but it'll be that stream, that river that's flowing out of you. It's that river that's flowing out of you, how you are perceived, whether you will have favor, whether doors will open for you. It's not somebody else doing it. It's you. It's on the inside of you. It's coming out of you, that completion coming out of you. Amen. That dependence upon God coming out of you. That's what gives you the breakthrough, not people. Thank God it's not dependent upon people. The heart of the king is in God's hand. Wherever he wants to turn it, he'll turn it. How are you perceiving you? When you approach people, are you going as, you know, as a little beggarly, you know, miserly type of, you know, I need? Or are you going, even at a job interview, are you going saying, hey, you know, I need work? Or are you letting them know, hey, if you hire me, you're hiring the best thing that can happen in your business. You need me. You need an employee like me. I'll do everything to make your, you know, increase your income, increase your productivity. You need someone like me. In other words, you don't have to say those exact words, but what are you portraying? What's coming out of your heart? Help me. No, they're looking for somebody to help them. We can only partake of Christ when our heart has truly been circumcised. Romans 4:11. Go there with me. Romans 4:11. Speaking about Abraham, it says, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. In other words, Abraham received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith. A seal of the righteousness of faith, even when he wasn't circumcised. Are you hearing? Yeah. He received the sign of circumcision, which was a seal or an example, a seal, hear me, a seal of the righteousness of faith. See, what made Abraham righteous? His faith. He wasn't circumcised, but he received the sign of circumcision before he was circumcised by faith. And so everything that came with that circumcision, everything that came with that relationship was thrown into his heart. He became the father of our faith because he believed, even when he wasn't circumcised, he believed. See, so even when things haven't happened for you yet, even when, you know, it's like you've been on a cycle and it seems like there's no way out of the rut. Even in the midst of that, that's where you start believing like Abraham. Abraham believed. Amen. Amen. When God told him about that, Abraham believed it before circumcision ever took place. And it was his faith, the righteousness of faith. Remember, faith is the righteousness. See, it's faith that makes you righteous, not the act.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 25 of Mega Grace. Evidence. Our intellect, which is our soul, produces very little emotions. It cannot maintain a fixed focus. When you believe, your focus is fixed. Wavering is a product of shifting your emotions and attention. What we focus on gets bigger. If we keep our focus on the things of God, then our belief is stable and secure in Him. We are not moved by the things of this world. Romans 12, verse 2 states, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not allow your emotions to be shifted. Stand firm on the Word of God.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.